serve a God whose desire is to show you how awesome he really is. But you are asking the question, can you hear me now? How many have cell phones in here? How many of you got your cell phone? You got cell phones. Have you ever gone to a place where the cell phone just didn't work? You hit a dead spot. You be riding. I didn't say driving. You be riding, because a lot of y'all drive and then use your cell phone. But you be riding down the street and the phone just go dead. When you're talking to somebody, and then, well, I know where those certain places are. I know where the cell phone would just work. Just don't work. Just drop. Coming from church. I always go down Perkins Road, and just before you get on that hill and going down there where you turn the right on Betty Isle, my cell phone will go dead. Well, I know that. And so I know when I'm in the area not to call on the phone. Now, Beulah, I've learned that because when I traveled through those places before, the phone didn't work. I'm talking and they're talking and nobody hear nobody. And I find myself saying, but can you hear me? Oh, y'all ain't never been there. Now, the reality is, watch that, in a lot of our lives, we find ourselves talking to God, trying to get an answer from God, trying hard to connect with God so that he can solve those issues in our lives, and God doesn't answer, and we are wondering if you can hear me now.
All right, preacher. All right, preacher.
So what I want to do this morning is try to share with you why it is that God is not answering your prayers, and there are several reasons that I want to bring to your attention this morning. But let me say that I don't know about y'all, but I need God to answer my prayers. God wants to answer your prayers. He really does. But the Bible is clear on instruction as to why God won't answer your prayer. Now, here's some reasons why he won't answer your prayer. And I want you to examine your life and see if these are reasons God is not answering your prayers, okay?
All right, sweetie.
Now, here's what Jeremiah said in the 33rd verse of the Bible we just read there. Jesus said, call to me. Call to me. You need to underline that. He said, call to me. He didn't say call the pastor. He didn't say call your prayer warrior. He said, call to me. Now, he said, call me. And I will. He said, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Now, has anybody in here ever had God to do something wonderful in your life and that left you speechless?
Yes, sir.
You had some things in your life that's going on, and God just moved it out of the way, and you didn't know how, why, and when. And it left you speechless. Listen, when he says to call, he said to cry out to God. He said, open your mouth, make a sound, make a proclamation to me. Now, some of y'all don't want to open your mouth, but he said, reach out to me. Open your mouth, and I will answer.
All right,
some of y'all like to pray silent prayers too.
All right,
but here, God said to open your mouth and call me. Did he say that?
Yeah.
Have you ever called out to somebody with a low voice? You in one part of the room, and they were in another part of the room, and they didn't hear you. Well, you down here. He's up there. Y'all ain't got this down. And you need the Lord to answer your prayer. I don't know about you, but I'm going to call out to the Lord. Lord, here I am. I need your help right now. I'm not going to say, Lord, here I am. I need your help right now.
All right.
He said, call out. Open your mouth. Cry out to me. I'm going to open my mouth and make a noise so that the Lord can hear. And the Bible said that he will answer.
Yes, he will.
Now, the word answer in the Hebrew means he'll speak back.
Yeah.
In other words, He'll answer you in such a loud way that you will know that it was nobody but God. Are you with me? Is there anybody in here who ever prayed to God for something and you didn't discuss it with nobody and God answered your prayer? And you knew that it was nobody but the Lord because he was the only one who knew what you was asking for. Well, let me move on. Let's move on because I got some things that I really need to point. Here's the first reason God won't answer your prayer, and it's because your sinful behavior. Because of your sinful behavior, Isaiah 59:1-2. Isaiah 59:1-2. Watch it. People of Israel, the Lord is not too weak to save you. His ears are not too deaf to hear your cry for help. Verse 2 says, but your sins have separated you from your God. Uh-huh. They have caused him to turn his face away from you. In the King James Version, it says, iniquity, your iniquities. And in this version, it says your sin. Now, there's a difference, got me, Holy Spirit, between sins and iniquities.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your sins mean that you missed the mark. You sin, but your iniquities mean not only did you miss the mark, but you are wicked and you planned the sin. Okay, let me put you another one. You premeditated it. You orchestrated the sin. You wanted it. So you did things to make it happen. Are you listening? And one thing it's one thing to go through life and you fall down. But you get back up, brush yourself off, and you go on. But in iniquity, here we go, when you're walking through life and you fall, but you stay there. You make it acceptable. You excuse it. You embrace it. And you practice it in your plan.
Yes, yes.
You stay, you stay in the mud, and you get other folks to get in the mud with you. You know, I knew I wasn't going to get there. But God says, it's hard for me to answer you a prayer when you shack it up. It's hard for me to answer your prayer when you paying more to your cable company than you paying your tithes and church. And scripture says your sins have separated you from God and caused you to turn his face from you. God is saying, I can't answer your prayers when you have accepted your iniquities as a lifestyle. I can't do it. That's the reason. That's the first reason. That's the first reason. But then there's another reason why God won't hear your prayer. And it's because of your sinful thoughts. And it's not Psalm 66:18 says this. If I regard iniquities in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Meaning, if I see it, if I can picture it in my mind, if I can feel it in my heart. Now that word heart means your thoughts, your feelings. If I can remind myself what it felt like or what it feels like, listen, you see a lot of folks walk around thinking that as long as you think about it and don't do it, that's all right.
All right, preacher.
I teach you on that. But I'm saying right here that if I regard, Jesus is saying, if I regard my heart, if I regard it in my heart, the Lord will not hear. It didn't say the Lord might not hear. He said that the Lord will not hear with me. He ain't going to listen to me. Are you listening? And people, listen, I knew from the start that I wasn't going to get a lot of amens on
all
this
right
here.
All right, preacher.
Especially when I'm walking down your sidewalk. But that's the reality. I want to live. I want to live a life so that when I pray, God will answer my prayer.
Yeah.
You know what's even greater is when you are living a life that God wants to use to live, God wants us to live, He will answer our prayers before we even pray. Have anybody ever experienced that? Listen, it's not that the Lord doesn't want to answer your prayer. Don't get me wrong. He wants to answer your prayer. He will show you great and marvelous things according to the scripture. The eyes of the Lord is looking for somebody through whom He can show Himself strong. And all He's asking is for us to take control of our thought minds, our thought lives. Yeah, take control of what you think. Now that's what's important to God, not just what you do, but what you also think. Come on, talk back to me. Your thoughts are going to come, and they're going to come. But you ain't got to let them land. They're going to come in your mind, but you ain't got to. Well, come here, David, and talk to these people. A man after God's own heart. David got up early one morning. Y'all know the story. He got up. And he's looking around and he looked over there and saw Bathsheba buck naked. And then what he did was he started to think and he looked and he started staring and the thought came to his mind. Yes, I want that woman.
Yes, come on, preacher. Come on.
Okay, y'all play like y'all been Christians all your life. You know what I'm talking about. And he did everything he could to get that woman and he did everything he could to lie. But God always has a way to come back and let you know that I know what you did.
All right, yes, sir.
Yeah. Y'all know what's going on. I'm going to come on. And I can tell when I'm walking down somebody's street.
All right, preacher.
So he said, control your sinful thought. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 says to take every thought captive. Because when you sow, watch this now, when you sow a thought, you reap a feeling.
Yes, sir.
And when you sow a feeling, you reap an act.
Yes.